And after 150 years of one way of doing things, is it possible for us to turn around on a dime and think differently? I don't know how. Nobody's ever seen it. There is two ways that can happen, by the way. There is two ways. One way is a crisis. A crisis so big, the whole survival of the organization is at stake, and that crisis can cause you to everybody to think in a different way, because it's too big. We either do think differently or we don't survive. But when that happens, when that crisis comes, and it is coming, you know it's coming, right? It's coming like a train right down the pike. The whole spirit of prophecy is pointing us to that day, and it's going to bring everybody to the knee. The church is going to make it through, but many of us won't. The majority of us won't. That's the sad news. Unless you know your God and you're committed with all your life to hang on to that, regardless of the cost, then you can make it through. If you don't have that experience, it's going to be too traumatic. That's coming down, and that'll change the church. But the opportunities we have today everywhere, media is opening up, education opportunities. Just take mission aviation. All my life I've been working in mission aviation. 30 years ago, the church had nearly 30 airplanes flying in the air. Today, we have three small programs that are barely surviving overseas. Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, and Mexico. And they're having to support themselves, barely surviving. And now with the added insurance cost that came down, some don't know. They really don't know if they're going to survive. So as the risks go up in the world, are the risks going up? Would you agree with me they are? Absolutely. The risks are climbing like crazy. So if you're going to be risk-driven, it's better to close shop and go home and die in your bed. They're not going to get better. They're only going to get worse. But you have to make up your mind. Thank God they're getting worse. We finally can focus on who we really are. Who are you? You want to avoid risk? You need to go home and die in your bed. And there's something Sister White said about us that we need to do. And in perspective, you'll see it a little bit differently. Page 79. We have no time to lose, Christian service. The end is near. The passage from place to place to spread the truth will soon be hedged in with dangers to the right and to the left. Everything will be placed in the way of the Lord's messengers, so they will not be able to do the work it is possible for them to do now. We must look our works fairly in the face and advance as fast as possible in aggressive warfare. War. Oh, that's a different concept. War. All of a sudden, when you go to war, you know, risk is not the issue, is it? War is all about risk. It's not about avoiding risk. You don't go to war to avoid risk. You look risk right in the face and you run right into it. Ah, interesting. What if we were to consider our mission to be warfare? Well, then, it might cost us our life. Exactly. So who cares about the house? It might cost us our institutions. No problem. It's war. You're going to lose it anyhow. You see, during war, you either risk everything or you lose everything. Isn't that right? Napoleon said the general that takes the most risk wins the battle. If you're averse to risk, it's guaranteed loss. It's that simple. What would happen if we could look at everything differently? In just mission aviation, we're closing. At the very time when countries are opening up and mission aviation can reach more people than ever before. We started out with one tiny airplane. Took a long time to get the second one. And then the third one and then the fourth one. 2 years ago, we added two airplanes. Last year, we added three airplanes. And this year, we've already added two, and it's not even into January yet. Our 10th airplane. The last one, that was a twin-engine turboprop we've been praying for a long time so that we can carry a lot more heavy equipment and other things that need to be carried, move more people. It's war. And two things that change organizations are a crisis, and there's another thing that changes an organization, but it won't happen to us. A dictator. General Motors. Boom! New CEO. Whatever your name is, change the organization. That's all we pay you $500,000 for.